We are living in a time right now where it is highly encouraged that whatever emotions you are feeling, whatever feelings that are coming up for you, are the most important thing that should be going on in your life. And not only that, but you are also encouraged to make decisions based off solely of how you feel in that moment and whatever feelings are coming up for you. And I'm here to offer a little bit of a different perspective in case that approach to life hasn't been working out for you. Because if you are somebody who is starting to become aware of yourself, your surroundings, and begin your personal development journey, your self-improvement journey, I remember back at the beginning of my self-improvement journey when I heard that, you know, all your emotions are valid. That was very freeing, and that was something that I needed to hear. But the second piece of information that I really needed to hear that I didn't hear for a long time was that your emotions more so are feedback about where you are. Because what I have found for myself, and when I have witnessed others try to go after something in life and grow and things like that, your emotions are actually there to keep you where you are. Your feelings in life are supposed to stay comfortable, right? So no matter where you are in life, let's say you're in a situation that you actually want to leave. You have been programmed that this is what is normal to you and this is what you should be experiencing. And so the way that you feel, whether it's good or bad, about moving and trying something new. And when I say moving, I just mean moving down a path towards trying something and bringing into your life something new that may get you closer to what you actually want in life. You know, whether that's a completely new life or just a little bit of a better version of yourself or just to make things easier. And I think that's what a lot of us are after. We just want to make things easier. It can be very confusing when we say we need to trust our emotions and we need to just hone in on our emotions and feelings and make decisions based off of what we're feeling in that exact moment instead of understanding what these emotions are trying to show us. Because what I have found time and time and time again, and with what I want to share with you today, is that you are the summation of all your parts, right? The way you are right now, the life that you are living right now, is because you are the summation of everything that you do, think, say, believe, take action on, what you don't take action on. That is what you are. And really the easiest way to break down and start to take a lens, well, and start to develop a lens to take a look at yourself is that you are the summation of what you have been programmed with. So everything in your life leading up to this moment and what you are continuing to pursue. And really another way to think about this is like, what is the tone of your life? You know, because I think a lot of times, especially when we're starting out, we think that our life is just our life. And we have no control over it. And sometimes, you know, I don't want to say that's necessarily true, but what you have to start and understand is that you're the beacon, like you're the filter, right? Like you are a part of that cycle of why your life is your life. So if you're feeling a little bit like, you know, my life is just my life and I'm trying all these different things, you know, that is feedback as well. That is something for you to pay attention to as to why your life is turning out, you know, the way it is, especially if you are at a point where, you know, I know it's popular to talk about mastering yourself, mastering your emotions, mastering your life and things like that. And we'll get into that talk, but just, you know, trying to set it up here. So the second piece of you is how you react in any given moment. The best way to think about this is the little things. Let's say you're going to go to the grocery store and you can't find a parking spot. Are you like, oh my God, the world's against me. I can never find a parking spot. This is horrible. I have to park all the way over there just to always find a parking spot. And I have to, you know, like, do you see the tone of what I'm trying to present right there? Or are you somebody who's thinking, oh, okay, this looks like there's no parking. I'll just park there and walk in. Right? Like these are two very different tones. One sounds easy and one sounds a little heavier, even though you're taking the exact same actions. So how do you react to things? Another way to maybe pay attention to how you react to things is if somebody gives you something. If somebody gives you something, do you think, oh, I could never pay them back, or I need to get them something great, or, you know, or are you thinking, oh, wow, I appreciate how much this person appreciates me. I love that somebody thought of me and actually got me something. This is amazing. I love this. Right? And even though there are many and multiple different ways to think about what happens when you receive a gift, or just even thinking about how you react in certain situations, you know, start paying attention to the little things, because that's really what I'm trying to bring up here. You are the summation of all parts. It's not these big life things that you generally have going on that define who you are. For some of us, that will be the case, but for most of us, it's all these little things that we have going on in life. The third big piece about what makes up who you are is how you emotionally cycle. This is something that comes with knowing yourself and understanding yourself, which is going to be the key in developing emotional intelligence that we'll just get into here in a second. But being able to read yourself and start to see how your emotions cycle and how your feelings cycle will give you the biggest feedback as to how you actually live your life and what is normal to you. Okay, we all have a different level of what is normal to us. Unfortunately for me, when I was at the beginning of my personal development journey, normal for me was being broke. Normal for me was not getting things that I wanted in my life. Normal for me was, giving and giving and giving. Normal for me, do you see a little bit of the picture that I'm painting? So if you are trying to think of what's the best type of advice for a person who's starting out like that, it's going to range, right? Especially when it comes to, your emotions and feelings, because something that I heard recently that was really interesting is that whatever you need to grow, and this might not even be the exact quote of what this person was saying, but nonetheless, the gist of what, and the essence of what they were saying is, whatever it is that you need to grow for the better, to make that easier life, in order to develop yourself into that and bring yourself to that level, is going to be the opposite of what you're experiencing, and that is going to be the most uncomfortable thing for you. So something that I'm still even, I catch myself in cycles of, is that I make things harder than it needs to be, right? Because that was something that was very, very, very ingrained in me, is that if there was any type of ease, I wasn't good enough, or it was too easy. Somebody else could have done it. So I need to make it really hard. And I know that sounds crazy. Who would think that? That was what was instilled in me, is that if there was any type of ease, I wasn't good enough, right? So if there was any type of ease, I wasn't trying hard enough. And so that has been a big part of where I currently am right now, is understanding that just because I may have ease in my life doesn't mean that I'm lazy, or just because I have I'm good at doing something doesn't mean I need to make it harder. Why don't I just get really good at that thing that might be easy for me? And then as I try to grow that, guess what? Life is going to make it hard enough. But why don't we start pursuing the things in life that have some ease? Because I think that's what a lot of us are after. You know, we want easy lives. We want to feel some ease. We want to feel some relief. We don't want to feel the anxiety. We don't want to feel the depression. We don't want to feel that we're not living up to our potential, right? We want to feel and know that we're doing the best that we can for ourselves. And if we are solely relying on our emotions and our feelings to guide us, especially if we are used to keeping ourselves small, we are going to stay in those low level life cycles and keep making that for ourselves instead of moving ourselves towards the direction in our life that we actually want to go. And this brings me to the topic today of emotional intelligence. To create a baseline of emotional intelligence and what I'm going to be talking about, I found a definition from helpguide.org. I'm pretty sure it'll be one of the first things that come up from you if you Google the word emotional intelligence, is that emotional intelligence is the ability to understand, use, and manage your own emotions in positive ways to relieve stress, communicate effectively, empathize with others, overcome challenges, and diffuse conflict. There are other components that I saw that I really liked that came to emotional intelligence as well, which is self-awareness, self-regulation, and motivation. Now, if you were to make a list of all of this, it looks like there is a lot that you have to do when it comes to emotional intelligence. But I want to develop some focus for us today. And if you were to only focus on self-awareness and overcoming challenges, which I would also give the name as solving your problems. So really, I will probably call it that in the podcast, that is that if you can focus on your own self-awareness and overcoming challenges to the point that you are solving your problems, it will take care of a lot of these other components that come with developing your emotional intelligence. Because truth be told, if you are trying to, you know, develop your social skills, you know, empathize with others, diffuse conflict, you need to be in those environments regularly enough that you have to take a new action in order. So many times, that's essentially what embodying a new level or embodying some change that you want in your life is, that you take action so many times on something, you don't have to think about it anymore. But, you know, to most of us, we try to probably avoid conflict, right? We, you know, we don't want to have to deal with stress, right? Like, we don't want to have to deal with these more heavy situations, and the idea of trying to create more of that in your life in order to develop your emotional intelligence doesn't sound very appealing to me. And so that's why I, you know, the majority of what I'm going to talk about is focusing on developing that self-awareness for yourself and solving your problems, because I guarantee you all of those other components of emotional intelligence and developing emotional intelligence for yourself are going to naturally evolve as well, but start with these two. So if there is a list of that you're making in your head, it is self-awareness, 100% self-awareness. Start with that first. And then second of all, start being the reason why your problems are being solved and working out and going away. Okay. Nobody is going to save you. I used to think that all the time, like, man, I can't wait for this person to come into my life and see the value in me and save me from all of these problems that I have going on. And you know what? In a weird way, I guess there is a person that will see the value in you and save you from all of your problems that are going on. And you already know this person, and this is going to be a little cheesy, but it's you. You are already that person. There's no other person that is going to know what is better for you or what is best for you in any situation other than yourself. But if you are not used to solving that problem and being the reason why you feel good, being the reason why you actually have some motivation in your life, that you are actually getting positive responses from your actions and things like that, that you take, whether it's from other people, the world, things are just working out, you, like, life gets easier, life gets better, you start noticing your friend circles are a little cooler, you know, people are inviting you to things. There's a couple things that are coming to mind right now, which is, if there is something that you want in your life, like an opportunity, it's going to be given to you by another person. So if you want opportunities to show up in your life and you want to live this high level life, you know, you have to show up on these people's maps and show up in these people's maps in a good way, not in a selfish way. Because if you are showing up in a purely selfish way to get something from someone else, you are going to be practicing living life at a very low level. And this is where you get into bad friendships, bad relationships, bad business dealings. You work for a really terrible boss, you know, all those things that we are actually trying to avoid. But if you have some type of value that you give and bring to the world, and you partnering with somebody else to spread that value and make things better, and, you know, life being a win-win, so to speak, like, you going out into life and you are so emotionally developed, you are so emotionally intelligent that the rest of your life is working out. You're the master of your life. You're the master of your emotions, and other people benefit from that. You know, that's, I think, a great place to be. And I really think that's the point, whether we know why we're doing the things that we're doing or not. And to be clear, I'm not trying to say that you need to ignore your emotions and feelings as a whole. What I am trying to say is, where you are starting from right now, more than likely your emotions or feelings are keeping you within that little range that you have set up for yourself that is keeping you away from what you actually want in life. And so that's why, you know, I think of the saying, everything you want is beyond your comfort zone. And that's that comfort zone, right? Even though it is going to be so stinking good for you, it's uncomfortable because it's new to you, even though it's good. Then once you get to a certain level with your emotions and your feelings and just the life experience that you're having, and this generally comes after taking action so many times that you are now a different person, you are a better person, your life is becoming better, you're starting to see everything come up. That is when you can start to rely on mindset more, start to rely on your emotions more to make decisions. And it's because you have put in the work and you know, yes, I need to go into business with this person. Yes, I need to accept that job over there. Yes, I need to move over here. Yes, I'm going to be in a relationship with this person, right? Like, you're creating this knowing for yourself, which is something that I think a lot of people really crave in their life. They want to know if what they're doing is right. They want to know if they are making the right decision. But generally, we don't ever ask ourselves if we're making the right decision or even try to evaluate if we're making any type of good decisions for ourselves until it gets to these really, really, really big life decisions. But since we don't have practice with the small stuff, when it gets to the big stuff, we're like, I don't know, is it? You tell me. Please send me a sign. Please send me 100 signs and then I'll know that it's the right thing to do. But you can develop that within yourself, because something that I've noticed within me is the inner guidance and the knowing that I've been asking for, that I would say, you know, sit there and say, please, please let me know if this is the right decision or not. The way that that sounds has never changed. It still is an easy little whisper that my thinking mind goes right over, but that has never changed. My response to that and being able to recognize that voice, though, has changed. And that's what the difference is. And that's what has helped me so much. And that's what the life experience is starting to become self-aware, starting to pay attention and say, oh, even though that little idea came in, I don't want to pursue that yet. I want to go and try this. And then you go and do that. Maybe it works out, maybe it doesn't, but then you still come back to that original idea or that original piece of guidance. So you can speed up your life and how fast you can go as soon as you start paying attention to, you know, these little things. Because like I said, we're not ourselves because of one big thing in life. You know, we are the reason why we are the way we are is because of everything that we have done in life and that we are continuing to do in life. I'm going to share with you right now then the simple and easiest ways for you to start to develop your emotional intelligence so you can start to solve your problems and become self-aware. And I'm going to warn you, this is going to sound very easy, but I promise you, every single time you enact this, when you come back again and again and again and again, you are going to get to different layers. So you're going to ask yourself the same question, but you're going to get a different answer, is essentially what I'm saying. So the first thing that you have to develop in order for your emotional intelligence to thrive is to understand yourself. This is what I was talking about when I was saying identify your starting point. Where are you in life? If your goal in life right now is to have $100,000 or even $1 million, but you're having trouble making $1,000, that's your starting point. I need to figure out how to make $1,000, right? If you're having trouble keeping a job, that's what you need to figure out. Okay, maybe I need to develop my skills. Maybe I need to pursue something that I actually genuinely don't mind doing every single day so that I can create some stability in my life, because I want to live a life of freedom and I want to invest and I want to do these things, right? You need to develop and sustain some type of stability for yourself, for that foundation, for this life that you're probably dreaming about. But more than likely, you're going to be down here. So bringing yourself up here to a level of foundation, you know, that's rooted in stability and things like that, is going to be what is probably the first problem that you need to solve for yourself in identifying where you are starting from. Now, you may think, okay, well, you know, some parts of my life are good, some parts of my life aren't. It's about understanding how you are most of the time. And I know there's a lot of information out there that says ignore your current reality. And there is a time and place for that. There is 100% a time and place for you to ignore what is going on externally so you can get somewhere in life, right? Like, may your delulu become trululu, you know? That's what I think of when I think about ignoring your reality. But if you truly don't understand that, you know, you have things that are missing that are a part of your foundation, you're only going to be able to go so far. And I have found time and time again is that as quickly as you can get your foundation for your life and for yourself somewhat established, and there's really no predetermined timeline, it just depends on you, that is how quickly then you can move into these bigger and better ways of living your life and experiencing life. So there's no predetermined timeline. So if you're thinking, but no, I just want to get to this best version of myself, and I just want to start living this best life, and I want to be the master of myself, and I want to be the master of my emotions, and I want to be the master of my life, you can do that. And I will even tell you this, there are steps involved that you need to master to move on to the next. So in a way, if you are starting from a place where your goal or your dream is to run a very successful company, but you have no experience running companies and you just think, you know, you're going to be able to figure it out if it came to you, you know, think about this for a second. Let's say you woke up tomorrow, like boom, fairy godmother, you woke up in that environment and you were running a highly, 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 very successful company at the person you are now. Do you think you would be able to grow that company, keep it where it is, or dive it into the ground? Those are really your three options. And if I'm being honest, there's really only two options, which is, can you grow that company or is it going down, right? What is your ability to make great decisions quickly? Have you developed that in yourself? This is why I say you need to self-assess and start with where you are, because if you can't direct yourself to some type of even keel stability foundation for yourself in life, how are you supposed to do that, you know, in these other areas? And I think sometimes we create cognitive dissonance for ourselves by saying, oh, I heard this story of this one guy where, you know, his home life was horrible, but he was such a great leader. You know, I feel like stories like that and things like that are common, but even though that may have been true for one person, I don't think that's what's supposed to be the common practice of being someone great. I think it's supposed to be that you are great and all of your life is great and you brought it up with you. And when you come in contact with other people, you bring them up as well. At least that's what my goal for myself is. And that's what I think and what I have determined, or at least what I have observed in other really successful people that I think are doing it out there in the world, is that everything comes up. So just to recap really quick, first step, understand where you are starting from and start to understand yourself. The last thing that I'll say about this is that if you do not have a way of starting to understand yourself, you're constantly going to be relying on outside external influences and information for you to see what you should do next. And although at the beginning of anything of your self-improvement journey, this will help, and I guarantee you at different times on your life path and your life journey, there will be times where there's going to be a piece of information that's going to help you. But I truly believe there is no better guide greater for you in your life than you. But you need to bring yourself and put yourself into a situation where you can actually hear what you want and then take action towards what you want. Because arguably everything that you're living in the meantime is just trying to take you there. I really believe all paths go home. And whatever that home is for you, it doesn't matter if you fly halfway across the world and try something there or if you stay where you are. Life is going to show you what you need to do. But again, becoming self-aware and seeing where you are starting from, you're then going to be able to say, oh, well, this is what I want, and this is where I am, and this is what I need to do to get there. But most of us don't do that. We just live our life thinking that this is our life, this is the hand we've been dealt, and anytime we have a problem, we'll go on and research and research and research, and then we are forever at the mercy of some search engine telling us what we think we need. And, you know, I know what's happening right here. This is what's going on. You know, you search something and I'm giving you a perspective on something that actually helped me. But my goal is for you to then take that information and apply it to your life so that you can then develop and rely on yourself and not have to rely on outside external influence for you to guide yourself. The second thing that you're going to need to do is identify the person that you want to become. Okay. So even though you may be thinking, okay, well, we're not talking about social skills or relieving stress or any of these other things, you know, motivation when it comes to emotional intelligence. But if the person that you want to become is not a motivated person, or somebody who just wants to turn a blind eye to themselves and how they show up in life, and they don't really care about stress or developing social skills, you're never going to develop your emotional intelligence to a level that's actually going to be a positive impact on you and in your life, right? There's a disconnect there. A quote I heard from Marissa Peer kind of recently, and I'm not quoting her directly, but this is the gist of what she said, and I hope it's close to what she said, but nonetheless, you'll get the idea. But it's, you have to line up the work with the manifestation. And that's essentially what this is. So if you want to develop your emotional intelligence so that you can diffuse conflict quicker, you can get back to a better place in life easier, you can relieve stress better, you know, you have better social skills, like life just gets a little bit easier, right? If you are not developing the idea of what that person is in line with what those things are and know what those actions are to take at that level, you're going to be over here one day, you're going to be over there one day, you're going to be over here one day, you're going to be over there the next, and you're going to miss the target. You're going to miss the target of what that is, and then you're just going to sit and complain and blame, because that is the best you're going to know how to feel before you, guess what, solve your own problems. And if you're talking about in terms of just being high vibe, solving your own problems is probably one of the highest vibe things that are on that list that I was talking about earlier when it comes to the definition and areas of emotional intelligence. So that's why I really wanted to focus on that and thought I would point out my reasoning why and share that with you. But again, if you do not have that idea of that person developed and have an idea of what they do on a normal basis, have an idea of what their actions are, and start to understand how they affect their environments, including the people, people they don't even know, how do they take care of things in their life? You know, all these things add up. That's why I was talking about earlier, you are the summation of all parts. All of these things add up to something. So again, if you know, I know I'm repeating myself a little bit here, but I want to make sure I hit this home. If you do not understand where you are going and what that looks like, you're going to swing for the fences, you're going to miss, and then you're going to blame the pitch. That wasn't the greatest analogy, but it's nonetheless what came to me in the moment, and you know, just trying to paint a picture here. The third thing that you need to do is actually take the actions then of what that person is. So somebody who has positive ways to relieve stress, somebody who has positive ways to diffuse conflict, somebody who has positive ways to empathize with others, you know, all of these things are amazing. And really what it comes down to is protection of you and yourself in order for you to live a good life. Because for example, if you have somebody in your life that's constantly bringing you down, you know, and you're trying to develop your emotional intelligence, and every single time you get around this person, you go down with them. You know, are you developing your emotional intelligence enough for you to understand that, hey, I don't need to go down with them, but I can be there for them and I can, you know, listen to them and maybe even offer ideas to help them solve their problems, right? There's such a byproduct and trickle effect that goes into all these different areas of your life. But until you start to realize and understand that everything that you're probably learning right now is just trying to get you to a point in life that where you feel some ease, where it feels okay, where there's some relief, right? Like every day isn't so heavy. You know, that's really what I think most of us are going through. And that's why most of us are going after emotional intelligence, because we want to understand ourselves, but we don't know where to start. If you're still wondering and thinking about, okay, well, how do I actually start this emotional intelligence process? I developed a freebie that I think is very, very relevant here that goes through the different, literally all the different emotions, not every single emotion that exists, but the most common emotions that exist, and puts them in order of what you're probably feeling the most. If you've ever looked at an emotional scale or something like that, it's going to look very similar to that. But through my own life experience, I found that there were a couple pieces of information that needed to come together in order for me to get the most out of that, to understand how to apply it to my life, to make it more positive, and to be the reason why things are working out for me in my life. So I'm going to leave that link in the description. You can also find it on my Instagram page. There will be a link in my bio as well. And again, that's free for you to download and for you to take a look at, for you to start recognizing where you are starting from. I also talk about in that freebie where and how to move yourself up and what you should focus on next. And you're going to see a very big correlation between the level that I talk about most of us should move ourselves and our lives into. And there's going to be a very natural connection to emotional intelligence, because you'll see, especially the overcoming challenges, the solving your problems. This is what is going to separate most people. And as soon as you start to see that, you're going to see why certain opportunities come to some people and why they don't come to others. And if you're someone who they're not coming to, you can absolutely make those changes so that you can start to bring that into your life. Now, in terms of talking about mastering your emotions and mastering your life, I used to think of the word as mastering as control. I really thought, like, if I was the master, I have to burp. Sorry. If I was the master of my life, I was in complete and utter control of my life. And I have found that that is not what mastering means. I have found that for me, when it comes to mastering my emotions and mastering my life, it is understanding my emotions and understanding my life and seeing where it's trying to guide me, what it's trying to get me to move past, what it's trying to get me to experience, what it wants me to evolve into. But these are subtle clues, you know, these are subtle things. And one of my favorite sayings when it comes to, personal guidance is that it's either comes in the form of a whisper in the ear or a punch in the face. Now, after you've been punched in the face enough by life and understanding, oh, you know, I knew I shouldn't have done that, and look at these consequences now that I have, that is the punch in the face. So now that you know what the punch in the face feels like, why don't we start figuring out what the whisper in the ear feels like? Because I guarantee you, the whisper in the ear is so much more fun. It's so much more guiding. It's so much more light, and it's so much more easy. And I do want to be clear here, because the whisper in the ear isn't, you're not going to hear it all day, every day, all the time. You can have a life where you hear it a lot of the time, but it's not going to be all day, every day, all the time, because you can get so good at listening to those cues, you can start to embody that. And so you'll say, you know, for some reason I want to turn right. And then you turn right and then something works out. Oh, I want to go left today, or I want to check out this new restaurant, or, I want to take this new way home from work. I want to listen to this song I haven't listened to in a long time. And it is the queuing up of all of these things that are going to be in line for you and what you're asking for. But because our very linear minds, and our very logical minds will always be less than what the universe can show us. But depending on where you're starting from, a logical place is going to be greater than where you are right now. So that's why I'm bringing it back to where it's so important, to where you got to understand where you are starting from. And so to finish up this mastering thought, it's that I'm not mastering my emotions and mastering my life because I am controlling every single aspect. I am understanding, right? I'm understanding with where I am right now, because your life is going to continually go to the next level and the next level and the next level. And if that sounds scary, like, oh my God, I have to learn all of these new ways of being, it gets easier and more fun. It gets easier and more fun. It gets easier and more fun. I remember the first time when my life actually got to a place that felt easy and fun, and I started to just feel a little bit better every single day. I remember when my life got to that, and I thought life could not get better. And the thing about life is that it will continually will show you how it can get better. But you got to get on that part of the map to where it can reach you. And it's almost like, this word's so overused, but I really feel like it's important here to say it, but it's almost as if all the good and the continual good that most of us want in our life will reach you when you can appreciate that. And I'm not trying to sit here and say, okay, well, you need to go and then appreciate everything, because that's kind of hard, because the trick about appreciation is that you have to appreciate. You can't say, oh, I appreciate this hard lesson I learned today. That's probably not true. And then what you're doing in that moment is creating disconnection. And I'm not trying to go off on a huge tangent here, but for some reason, I feel like this is important and that needs to be shared. But if you are creating disconnect between the words that you're saying and what you're actually doing, that's like what I was talking about before. You wanting to develop your emotional intelligence and you not knowing, you know, what that looks like embodied as a person, you know, you will forever be trying to look for something that you could never find in the first place. So I guess just to bring it back to appreciation for a second, you need to appreciate. That's not a great way to say that. You should develop your appreciation in life so that you actually appreciate, so that you can see when things work out for you, so that you can see yourself and start to see the world around you. I have noticed a trend that as people start to learn more and more about, you know, the world and, you know, toxic behaviors and things like that, or just even Instagram therapy or TikTok therapy and stuff like that, and people are starting to apply that to their lives, I do think it is a great first step that they're taking a look out in the world and saying, oh, I see that's what they were talking about. I see that that's not a great way to be. But you have to quickly start to run yourself through that filter. Where I see most people get stuck is just they sit and, you know, blame the external and complain and judge. And again, that is the best that you can feel. That is literally the best that you can feel before you start to solve your problems. Starting your problems is a higher energy. It's a higher frequency. It's a higher vibration. It's a higher way of being. Doesn't matter what your perspective is on life. I think we all know this. Solving your problems is higher than complaining and blaming and judging about why things aren't working out. But that takes energy. That takes that extra effort. That takes that extra time to listen to yourself and pay attention to yourself. You know, if we keep delaying the moment that we start to understand ourselves, all we're doing is pushing the starting point back further and further. And, I found that whenever I do that for myself, you know, I know myself well enough now that if I delay taking action on something, on whatever it is, I still have the same starting point for the most part. There's sometimes little deviations, but for the most part, it's the same starting point, but I just put it off for whatever reason I thought. So I hope this helps you wherever you are. And if you are feeling a little bit frustrated or kind of lost right now, it's because there are no clear rules. There are no clear definitions of what this person who has a high level of emotional intelligence looks like. Maybe right now you could just develop a level of a person that's just a little bit better than you. Right? And that's okay. And I'm not trying to say that like you're bad or not a good person or anything like that. I think it's fair that we could all say, yeah, I'm game to level myself up and become a little bit of a better person for myself, my family, my community, the collective, right? There's only positive benefits when you start to do that. So start with your self-assessment, start to see where you are starting from, see where you want to go, and start taking action to close that gap. And start taking action to close that gap onto who that person is. And when you have taken action so many times that that now becomes your normal, that way of being becomes your default instead of who you used to be, you'll know that's how you're growing. You'll know you're developing your emotional intelligence. You will start to understand and see your life that as you move into the next level and then into the next level, into the next level, you will become the master of that level and then the master of the next. And you will start to see that, oh, wait, I do have some control of my life. And I'm not trying to be confusing here by saying the word control, because like I was saying before, control I thought of as, you know, being so, even though it was well-intentioned, the frequency is still manipulative of how I wanted things to work out, instead of knowing that if I have this baseline working for me in life and I can control and how I show up for that and make sure that I show up for that, you know, this probably sounds like discipline and commitment and things like that, which if you download my freebie, you will absolutely know that is also at the level of solving your problems. You know, you will start to see how you really are the whole equation of your life and what you get to experience. So again, I hope this helps. Check out the freebie if you want to get to just even learn some more information and go into some more depth and to pinpoint these emotions and these behaviors and characteristics and ways of being that you may be starting with, so you can see where you are starting from in life. Because just even understanding that, there is going to be so much that makes sense to you. And then start to develop and understand the person of who you want to be that is in line with somebody who has this emotional intelligence, right? And start to see for yourself where in relation to you does somebody who has a positive way to diffuse conflict show up. Is somebody who has a positive way to empathize with others and relieve stress? That's such a big one. That's a different podcast for a different day. And to communicate effectively, right? And to have positive ways to have motivation and self-regulate and self-assess. So any questions, please let me know. I would love to cover anything that I may have missed or that may be popping up in your head right now. Leave a comment below. And this is my favorite thing that I get to do. Thanks for joining me today. Can't wait till next time. Use what worked, leave what doesn't, but take action. All right, see you guys soon.